Scientists have been examining a rare 4 metre or 14 foot small tooth sand tiger shark, which was washed up on the coast of County Wexford. The discovery was made by a Swiss tourist out walking at Kilmore Quay at the weekend. Among those examining the discovery is Dr. Jenny Bortoluski, PhD researcher at Trinity College Dublin. She spoke to us earlier. I started by asking her how unusual it is for this species of shark to be found dead or alive in Irish waters.
It's as unusual as it gets, since it's the first record that we have of it. We've never seen it here before. It's not to say that it hasn't been here, because it's possible individuals might have washed up before or been in our waters and we just haven't been there to see it. But it's the first time that it's been recorded.
And as to why, I mean, is this another sign of global warming?
It's possible. It's very difficult to tell. As I said, it's possible that there in the deep waters, there are species that would normally be in deeper waters. They're found normally in warm, temperate or tropical waters and deep waters. So they would only come up to the surface if it was warm, and our waters aren't normally warm. So it's possible that it's a sign of change in ocean, but it could also be something entirely different related to an illness that this shark caught, getting lost on their migration. But there's so little we know about them that it's very difficult to tell what might have triggered this.
So having found the shark and having begun to examine it, what are you hoping to find out from that examination?
Well, because we still don't know very much about them, any time we find an individual like this, it can be a wealth of information that we might not have had access to before. So we can find out more about their biology and ecology. So that's to say what they might be eating, what they normally feed on, how they reproduce, how big they get. And also we can run tests to try and find out exactly what killed it. So we can run pathology and ecotoxicology, looking at what they have in their system and if any of that could have been a contributing factor to its death.
And at this stage, what have you been able to establish? It was a fully grown female, is that right?
Yes, so it was a mature female, so a female that is at an age where she can reproduce. And this species, the maximum recorded size for it is 15 feet, and this individual was 14 feet. So it's really almost as big as they get, or as we know that they get.
And what's known about this species more generally, Jenny? Is it thriving? Is it under threat?
So it's considered vulnerable by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, so the IUCN Red List, which means that it's facing threats, like many sharks out there, you know, mainly from bycatch from fisheries, for example, so accidental capture, or from pollution. We know that they tend to inhabit deep waters or waters around underwater islands, so they could be vulnerable to climate change and change in ocean conditions. But that's the case of a lot of shark species out there, and many shark species out there are under threat and considered either vulnerable, endangered, or critically endangered by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. But we just want to say a big thank you to the tourists that contacted us, because we wouldn't have had the opportunity to sample and be able to study this rare animal without them.